Flavored Milk Wars, that story coming up on This Land of Ours. In our previous report, we mentioned how some school districts are considering a ban on flavored milk due to sugar content, but Greg Miller with the Dairy Research Institute says in the fight against obesity, removing flavored milk is not the answer.
Studies show that consumption can drop by as much as 35%, and that means calcium, potassium, protein, vitamin D intake is going to go down as well.
Miller says if the goal is to get children to eat healthier, the focus should be on nutrient-poor, calorie-rich foods instead of nutrient-rich flavored milk.
We've done some work that shows that when you want to put back the nutrients that are lost with the reduced consumption that occurs with the removal of flavored milk, you're going to have to add more food, and that means adding more calories, and it means adding more cost. We're not going to be able to very easily replace those nutrients that get lost when you take flavored milk out. It's going to be expensive, it's going to cost you more calories, and you're going to put some of that sugar right back.
Julie McPeak with This Land of Ours.